Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Governor Gavin Newsom is fighting off calls to alter Prop 47, that was a 2014 ballot measure that reduced sentences for certain drug and property crimes. Calls for this revival of the stiffer penalties resurfaced due to Newsom's efforts to crack down on rampant property theft in California. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, this sounds a lot like trying to keep four juggling balls in the air at the same time.
It does. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. And let's take a closer look at some of those balls that were being juggled there. We've got some California cities and retailers who are saying Prop 47, which lowered the felony line for theft at $950. If you stole less than that, it's a misdemeanor and you get a citation rather than going to jail. And the decriminalization of possession of small amounts of drugs, they say, has led to chaos in the streets and in retail in California. We have another side that is the progressives, the criminal justice reformers, who say that, wait a minute, we passed this 47. It's intended to end mass incarceration and look for alternatives, and we're not backing off on that. And it has some heavy backers as well, some very big financial people, progressives like George Soros, the billionaire, has put money into it, and he's putting money into electing DAs that support it, and that's where Newsom is stuck in between.
Is it possible to address retail crime and move away from lengthy prison sentences?
Yes, one of the questions is lengthy. How long is lengthy? But here's the catch. Here's what it is, Margie. When 47 was passed, people would thought, okay, we don't want to, let's say, jail the homeless shoplifter that goes in and takes a can of shaving cream or something small like that. That's what you were thinking about. You weren't thinking about organized gangs of several people hitting a store, each grabbing under $900, but collectively going into the thousands. The two biggest videos we saw of this are the Neiman Marcus raids in San Francisco, which went international on video, and the swarm robberies there, and the guy that goes into the Walgreens or CVS and loads up a whole garbage cans of stuff to sell it on the streets. That wasn't thought of when 47 was passed, and that's going to have to be rethunk, and you're going to have to say, okay, maybe not long prison sentences, but Newsom wants to say, let's collect them together and toughen them up so that we at least have some kind of sentences here that tries to put a curb on it.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.